to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. I'm so glad you are watching today, and I want to say to all of our wonderful partners, we love you. We pray for you. And remember, we are reaching the world, but it's because of your wonderful help. Now, Sarah, I have a testimony here I think you'll just love. Here is Barbara. She called in multiple times for prayer over her sister and brother-in-law who were exposed to COVID, and these tests came back negative. You know, we live in a pretty crazy time, so this is a good testimony. Don't you agree?
It is. And Mom, you know, we have other people that are watching that have not only physical needs, but, you know, you have relationship needs. You have God, you need God to help you in terms of decisions that you've got to make. Some of you have wisdom. You need wisdom in your life, self-control, discipline. Whatever the needs are in your life, we love to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And really, we see there's just lots and lots of testimonies here, and we continue to get testimonies of God answering prayer. One of the things I think is interesting is God often answers prayer in ways that we don't anticipate. And I think it's really important because sometimes we ask God, hey, answer this prayer, but we have a certain method in our mind of how God should do that. And I find it very interesting that God answers prayer a lot of times in ways that we don't anticipate. So we love to pray for you, and we love to see God move in your life and kind of raise your awareness of God's presence and God's answers, God's solutions. And, you know, we're going to be joining a very important day today. This is Good Friday. And Good Friday is the day when we celebrate Jesus' death on the cross. It doesn't seem good, but on the other side, it is actually very good. So what makes this day Good Friday?
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
We are so glad you're watching Today with Marilyn and Sarah, and particularly this day, which is Good Friday. When we think about Good Friday, that's kind of a tricky thing to think about. But right now you might be watching and maybe you're struggling in some areas and you're suffering. And you're suffering with finances. Maybe you've got some health issues. Maybe you have some relationship struggles. And you're like, wow, man, Good Friday reminds me of all these difficulties, these hardships. And we would love to pray for you. So hop on the phone and get on the website. And we're going to be talking today about Good Friday and really the importance of that. And so, Mom, when I bring up Good Friday, you and I, we've talked about this in the past. Why is it a significant, why is it meaningful to you? What does it mean to you?
Well, Good Friday says to me, pause and stop and look at what Jesus has done. Good Friday was the beginning of His provision for us. So I want to look at His provision. You know, how wonderful He is. Because I think sometimes we're so busy with all the circumstances and things that are going on in our lives, but we pause and know that we wouldn't have such a wonderful life and eternal life if there hadn't been a Good Friday. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think people watching today, you know, if you had to say to them, it's Good Friday, but what makes it good? I mean, Jesus died on the cross. This is the horrible day. Right?
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, they beat him. They did all the scourging thing. Why is that good?
Well, it's bad for him and good for us. Because if he hadn't done that, it wouldn't be good for us. So we have to look at what he did that was so good for us, but also that he loved us so much, it can be bad in order to make things good for us. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful. I think it makes us stop and say, hey, Jesus, I love you, and I love how much you love me.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things we have for everybody watching, for any amount, please hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Transformed for Triumph. It's a really great resource to help you connect with Jesus' death and resurrection. Very important for you on this day. And of course, if you have a need in your life, we love to pray for you. We love to see God answer prayer requests. So hop on the phone and get on the website. And you know, Mom, the other thing too, thinking about Jesus' death on the cross, you talked about that being an open door for eternity. What do you mean by that?
Well, because he was willing to die for our sins, he was raised from the dead. So that is our triumph, because who took our sins? He took them. And he's the perfect sacrifice. So I have to put my attention on his sacrifice for me and on his love for me and just stop and think, good night. Is this wonderful or something? And I think getting up in the morning and thinking, this is Good Friday. It wouldn't be good if he hadn't died for me, if he hadn't been good. So I look at his sacrifice. I celebrate his sacrifice. I celebrate his resurrection. So it's really a day of celebrating Jesus. And of course, Easter is coming. So, you know, that's great, but we have to know he went through death for us because he loved us. And to think of his individual love and to think, why would you love me? I'm not very much. And I mean, that meditating on his love for me, you know, I can think of my mistakes. I can think of how he's watched over me, how he's protected me in strange countries and strange things. And I have to celebrate his goodness. Good Friday is celebrating his goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, go ahead, Mom.
Well, I just think people can call if they want this special booklet, Sarah. Mm-hmm. So you talked about it, Transform for Triumph. So you can call us, and of course you can give us prayer requests, but the booklet is important. Now, to me, this is something I can read and pass on. Pass it on, because people need to know that when you have Jesus, you triumph.
Mm-hmm. The other thing too, Mom, this is a great opportunity for people to make a fresh commitment with Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Why would somebody do that, and how would they do that?
Okay, to make a fresh commitment, sometimes you've walked and you've ignored him. You know, you don't pray, you know, yet you know, you've known him really well, but you haven't been in him. It's a good opportunity. I want to make a fresh commitment to Jesus. You know, I want to put my attention on him because it's his death and his resurrection that gives me eternal life. And what is heaven? You know, people can say, well, I don't believe in heaven. Well, I do, because of the triumph of Christ. And I want you to be sure that you are triumphant in Jesus.
So, Mom, why don't you pray with everybody today to do that, make a fresh commitment, to maybe pray a prayer of salvation, maybe for the first time, but pray with our audience.
Okay, I'd like to pray with you. And maybe you have never committed your life to Jesus. I spoke to a man this morning who never has done that and wants purpose for his life. That did something to me. So I think, folks, committing your life to Jesus and thinking of people who are not committed and believing for them, I think it puts our attention on the lost again. And that's important. We get so wound up with our things, but what about his things? He came to save the world. So, Father, I just pray for everyone who's watching me that they pray a committal prayer to you Maybe it's a new prayer. Maybe it's an old prayer they've already committed, but they need to recommit. What could it hurt to recommit? So, Father, we repent of our sins. We thank you that Jesus died in our place and arose from the dead. And Jesus, we invite you, come into our hearts. And you be Lord of our lives. We don't do it so well to be Lord. You be Lord of our lives. And we thank you, we have eternal life in Jesus. Amen. Did you pray with me? I trust that you did. You'll never be sorry when you pray that prayer.
Mm-hmm. And Mom, for everybody watching, we'd invite them as well to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Transformed for Triumph, a great resource to help you see the importance and application of Jesus' death on the cross and why that brings triumph in our lives. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to help you get this. And also, I just want to encourage you that in a little bit, we're going to be receiving communion. And so that means we'd like you to join with us. And in the meantime here, I'm giving you a little bit of a heads up so you can grab a little piece of bread, a little bit of juice. You're like, well, I don't have grape juice or whatever, but you can find something that might represent that, you know, but we want to invite you to join with us. At the end of this time, end of our program, we're going to receive communion together to celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection. And really it is Good Friday. And it is good. It is for the good of humanity, the bad of Jesus, but the good of humanity for our best interest. In our best interest, Jesus died on the cross so that we could be reconciled. And Jesus died on the cross with the fundamental motive of love, not condemnation, not judgment. Jesus is hanging on the cross and says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And so I just encourage you today that there's nothing we can do to earn the love of Jesus, and there's nothing we can do to lose the love of Jesus. Jesus' love is consistent and steady all the way through his death, including his resurrection. And I'd encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website today. If you do not know the love of God for you, we want to pray for you. Sometimes we have these religious ideas in our mind that we don't measure up. Sometimes we have these ideas in our mind that I've done too many bad things, or the things I've done are so heinous. There's no way. But Jesus loves you because of who Jesus is, not because of you. So we would love to pray for you, that you would know the love of Jesus and know it in a way that's not just head knowledge, but that it would sink deep into your heart. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you today.
We often forget the incredible transformational work that Jesus did on the cross. The power of the cross and Christ's sacrifice is the cornerstone of our faith. To celebrate his sacrificial work, we will send you Sarah's booklet, Transformed for Triumph, Crossing into Victory, for your gift of any amount. For your gift of $29 or more, you'll receive Sarah's latest book, Hey God, Can We Talk? This practical book will transform your conversations with God from distant and religious to meaningful and authentic. We will also include Marilyn's Freedom from Bondage book, which will teach you how to resolve personal conflicts and turn them into victories that glorify God. For your gift of $100 or more, we will send you our Star of David cross necklace. This gold-plated pendant is a beautiful reminder of what Good Friday and Easter means and will help you celebrate the Jewish roots of our faith. Celebrate and grab hold of the power to turn your life in a new direction. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
The most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I am so excited to get to lead Marilyn and Sarah Ministries' first Power and Love Ministry Tour.
We are going to Brazil in September of 2025. God is moving significantly in Brazil, and when you come on this trip with me, you're going to experience God move in your life as well. Spots are going to go quick. Go to marilynandsarah.org for more details on how to sign up.
So make sure you get more information and join me in Brazil in September.
Why is Good Friday called Good Friday? It seems to me it's Bad Friday, but if you really know what it is Good Friday, because it's Jesus giving his life that you might have eternal life. So this is a good day when we celebrate way beyond what we can imagine, eternal life, the goodness of God to us through Jesus Christ. So you say, well, I don't know what that is. And let me tell you, when I was like 11 years old, I received Jesus into my heart. And it wasn't on a Good Friday, but it made all my Fridays good. And I want to be sure that you have Jesus in your heart. You say, well, yeah, I used to serve him. I used to do things. I used to go to church. Why can't you recommit your life? Make it Good Friday. And share it with someone else. Make it Good Friday for someone else. So pray with me. Say, Father, I know you love me. You sent your Son to die for me. Jesus died and arose from the dead. And I invite you, Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life. And thank you for saving me today. Amen. That's the greatest prayer. Oh my goodness, I prayed that prayer and I was born again. I got really involved at 11 and really born again at 16. Do you think I'm sorry? Oh, I'm so sorry I got saved. I'm so sorry I'm going to heaven. I'm so sorry I have eternal life. Oh no, I'm so thrilled and I'm so delighted and I'm so excited about sharing Jesus with you. And I'd like for you to call in and get a special gift, a booklet by Sarah called Transformed for Triumph, Crossing into Victory. When you wrote this, tell me what it meant to you.
Yeah, I was thinking about Jesus' death on the cross and, you know, thinking about, and it's Good Friday. This is the day when we celebrate Jesus' death on the cross. And death doesn't always seem like such a good thing or like it can be triumph. It seems like it's kind of a bad thing.
Exactly.
It seems like defeat. And Jesus' death on the cross didn't look like that was the moment of his greatest victory. But at the same time, I think spiritual principles, you can't always say natural interpretation. Meaning, you can't understand with your natural thinking and think it's going to be the same in spiritual terminology. And so Jesus' death on the cross is the greatest triumph for humanity since Adam's defeat, right, in the Garden of Eden. Mom, the other thing, too, that this reminds me of is like Passover. And, you know, Jesus' death on the cross is kind of reflective of Passover. And Passover is a Jewish feast. Can you talk to us a little bit? What is Passover and how does that connect with Jesus dying on the cross?
Well, they celebrate Passover because they believe, Jewish people believe, that the death angel passed over them because they had blood on the door. And the blood of Jesus causes the death angel to pass over. So the Jewish people celebrate it. We, you know, I'm not Jewish, but I celebrate this because I know the blood of Jesus is over me and passes over. And I like to share that. And that's why I like to encourage everybody to get your booklet, Transformed for Triumph. I have had a life of triumph. I got born again at 16. You know, now I'm 90. Woo! Almost. And I have had a life of triumph. But not only that, I have eternal life. And I've been able to share that with literally millions of people. So tell me why you wrote this.
I just want to help people connect with Jesus' death on the cross and help them to walk in triumph because of what Jesus did. And the other thing, Mom, too, is, you know, with Passover, it relates to that supper, the last supper that Jesus had with his disciples. And that was like a meal, a Seder meal, if you will. And in a little bit, we're going to receive communion, which kind of represents Jesus' death, right? And so it's like grape juice and you know, bread or whatever. Right. And if you're watching, I encourage you to step, just grab a little bit of grape juice or whatever you have that could represent that, and a little cracker or some bread. We'll be receiving communion together a little bit here at the end. But the other thing with Passover, Mom, I was thinking about this because at Jesus' Last Supper, he took the cup, right? And he blessed the cup. He took the bread and he broke the bread. But this was the Last Supper meal before he went to Gethsemane, before he was crucified on the cross. But this Last Supper too, Jesus invites us to join in that Last Supper. And that's very much a Jewish holiday to celebrate the liberation, right? Because the Jews were in slavery, and that's, you know, the death angel passing over. But it was a celebration point. So when the Jews celebrated this meal, what happened to them after the meal?
Well, after the meal, you know, they are transformed. There's a transformation that comes in it. And so I think sometimes when we do things that we're told to do, we don't know that we will be transformed because of obedience. And my obedience to that has brought a transformed life, Sarah. I don't know that anybody could have a better life than God has given me. You know, I think sometimes I'm God's pet. And you can be too. And so I encourage you, get transformed for triumph, crossing into victory. Sarah, you're an excellent writer. I'm so glad to offer this because you're the best. I'm not prejudiced. Just because I'm your mother, you think I'm prejudiced. I'm not. I just have good taste.
Nice. The other thing too, when we talk about transformation, when the Jews did the Passover meal, they, before that Passover meal, they were slaves.
Right.
The whole nation was in slavery. And the Passover meal and the death angel was the turning point, the transformation, for them to have freedom and to walk out of slavery. And some of you watching right now, you're struggling. There's a lot of bondage and a lot of slavery in your life. You feel like you're controlled. You might be controlled by habits. You might be controlled by an addiction. You might be controlled by stuff from the outside or emotional struggles, fear, depression. We would love to pray for you that God, this Good Friday would be your liberation day, that you are set free from the bondage the enemy has tried to control and dominate you with. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you to live in liberty. Jesus came to set the captives free. And we are celebrating freedom today because of Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross. And when you call, of course, grab your copy of Transformed for Triumph, a really helpful resource. And I like it, one, because it's short. Some of us have some attention struggles, and I like that it's short. But number two, it's also super, super practical and looks at what Jesus did and helps us know and understand how to apply that, his death on the cross, how to apply that in our daily living. So grab this copy, and you know, in a little bit, we're going to be receiving communion together. So I'd encourage you, get a little bit of juice or something that would be like that. Get a little cracker or some bread or something, because here in a few moments, we're going to be receiving communion together. And communion is the place where we remember Jesus' death and resurrection. Communion is the place where we recall that Good Friday. We recall what Jesus did on the cross, as well as the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. So as you're watching right now, if we're following Jesus, many of you have asked Jesus into your heart, you've recommitted your life to Christ, this is a place and time where we can see that Jesus' death provides us the opportunity to walk into freedom, to walk into resurrection, to walk into the promises, the identity that God has for us. So we invite you to get the bread, the crackers, get the juice, and let's celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection. Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 11 and what it means to us, communion. And as we do this together, as we share together this celebration meal of sorts, this celebration ceremony, that we can really participate not only in the death of Jesus, but also in his resurrection. And if you're watching now and you're like still struggling with finances, struggling with health, of course we want to pray for you. We know that God answers prayer. And you can hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you.
We often forget the incredible transformational work that Jesus did on the cross. The power of the cross and Christ's sacrifice is the cornerstone of our faith. To celebrate his sacrificial work, we will send you Sarah's booklet, Transformed for Triumph, Crossing into Victory, for your gift of any amount. For your gift of $29 or more, you'll receive Sarah's latest book, Hey God, Can We Talk? This practical book will transform your conversations with God from distant and religious to meaningful and authentic. We will also include Marilyn's Freedom from Bondage book, which will teach you how to resolve personal conflicts and turn them into victories that glorify God. For your gift of $100 or more, we will send you our Star of David cross necklace. This gold-plated pendant is a beautiful reminder of what Good Friday and Easter means and will help you celebrate the Jewish roots of our faith. Celebrate and grab hold of the power to turn your life in a new direction. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
We are so glad you're watching with us right now, and I'd invite you to just join us with communion. Right here, I have a piece of bread, and just remind you what Jesus said on the day of on the night before he was betrayed. It says, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So we receive the bread today, anticipating Jesus' death on the cross, remembering that his body being broken for us brings life and health to our body as well as salvation for our eternity. So let's join and eat the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. We receive the bread as your body, symbolic for who you are and what you do in our lives. In Jesus' name, let's eat.
So, Sarah, we are taking this grape juice because of his blood that was shed for us. And so the Bible says the blood speaks of better things. So when we have the blood of Jesus, it's speaking. It has a voice, and it's better things. So I want us to pray over this right now. So, Father, I pray for every person who's participating with us, no matter what juice they're using, maybe water. But we thank you that your blood speaks for us. It was shed for us and has a speaking. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Amen. We thank God for Jesus, his life, his blood, and our eternal life.